Let's revisit Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers, doing great things in our own backyard, helping those who ask for help. Let's talk about a story and a catch-up as we approach a new year shortly. Ray Green, thanks to you. Welcome back to the morning show.
Thanks for welcoming back.
Yes, Roderick Towns, house manager for Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers. Good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning.
Yes, Ray, I'm glad that you are back. Let's remind our listeners about your house.
Absolutely. I'm the founder of Sanford Addiction Treatment Centers, and we are located in the Heritage Hill area of Grand Rapids with residential, day programming, outpatient programming, group programming, and individual work that we do for the disease of addiction. We believe our mission is restoring lives, families, and the generations to come.
I always ask, are you busy?
We're busy, especially this time of year. The symptoms of addiction can surface at those family gatherings. And so we tell families there's no wrong door to coming in to get treatment. And we try to take away the fear and get those loved ones help.
Are you in-house program?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We're residential, and then we also have outpatient. So we're both. We have residential beds located in a historic, welcoming environment where people can feel at home while they do some really tough, courageous work.
Is the toughest part asking for help, knocking
Absolutely.
On your door?
Absolutely. Yep. There's so much fear because of the stigma and judgment that accompanies this disease. And so what we try to do is create a setting that can help take away that fear, and people come in to do the evidence-based work that we provide, the group work that is so essential to helping with the chemical changes that have gone on in someone's brain as they struggle with this disease, and we help guide them because we're just the first step. This is a chronic, a long-term illness, and so what our mission is to help people as they navigate through early recovery and into long-term recovery.
Thank you very much for that. Roderick Towns, glad that you are here, house manager for Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers. When did you first come to know the centers?
I found out about Sanford Addiction Treatment Centers around, I think, August of 2017.
Mm-hmm. Take me back to your age of 12. What was happening in your life?
At the age of 12, I was having an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was, nor did I care to be who I was. So I turned to drugs and alcohol because I didn't want to live. I didn't want to be the person that I was. So I started drinking and smoking weed and smoking cigarettes because I wanted to die, and I was too much of a coward to put a pistol to my head.
So when, your life spiraled, 12 years old, are you in class? Are you playing with your brothers and sisters? How hard did this get, Rod?
I am the oldest sibling of three, but I was raised with my grandparents until I was in the third grade. And I felt as though I was unwanted, because when you talk about this disease of addiction, we have to go back and get to the exact nature of why we used it in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I had to start doing the work on myself once I learned how to get clean and stay clean. Because that was one of the first things I had to do when I first got here, was learn how to stay clean. Mm-hmm. I knew how to get clean, I just didn't know how to stay clean. And once I started doing the work on myself, I started to identify with some of the things, the root causes that was allowing me to continue to use and destroy my life. And I went back to the age of four. Okay. Because my addiction stemmed back to the age of four. And I came to find out that my first addiction was stealing candy.
Take me to when you I don't want to say knew you had a problem, but when you had to reach out for help.
When I found out, the first time I got introduced to a 12-step program was around 1987.
Okay. You were how old?
I was 23 at the time. And at that time, I still did not consider myself to be an addict. From that point on, I went 20 years of in and out of different addiction treatment centers, and I still didn't consider myself to be an addict. As my disease progressed and I started using harder drugs than marijuana and alcohol, I started using crack. And crack took me really fast, and I believe I did 15 years of off and on use of the crack cocaine. And it got serious. And I realized that I did have a problem with that maybe around 1999. I ended up getting clean one time during that time for 18 months. And I forgot my pain. And I went back out and I started using again. It wasn't until 2007 that I became serious about this disease. And I decided that I was going to try something for the first time that I've heard over the 20 years, that I have to do this for myself and not anyone else.
When did you come to find Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers?
I was not a client of Sanford Addiction Treatment Center. I started working for them. My hiring date is September 28th of 2017. We got our first client October 2nd of 2017, and I've been there since.
Ray Green, can you comment on Roderick Towns' story?
I sure can. Rod is a real model for our clients. You know, hearing Rod's story about not really liking being by himself, he had to learn to feel his feelings and remember the pain. And telling a personal story can take the power out of a very painful narrative. And so, you know, Rod lives his purpose at Sanford House, and he shares his story in ways that are motivating for our clients. And I think what we need to remember is that sometimes our stories can be part of someone else's survival guide, that they can really be what motivates someone to want to seek that treatment to be sober and stay sober.
Rod, how do you spend your days at the house as house manager?
I make sure that the house is ran. Everything that the clients need is there. Mm-hmm. I do admits when we have an admit. And I, and the therapist, they like for me to go last because they know I talk a lot.
Oh, Lord. Well, communication is important, as it is an example for that. What's your message, Roderick, for those who are struggling?
That if any person wants to get clean, learn how to stay clean, that it is possible and that there is hope. That no person that is active in their addiction need die from the horrors of this addiction that we suffer from.
Yes. Ray Green.
We at Sanford help those with substance abuse disorders understand their addiction, and we help them develop vital coping skills so that they can move on to lead, you know, productive and fulfilling lives. And as Rod said, there's always hope.
Right. All right. You've got work to do in 2020 because I know the opioid crisis is still with us. Correct?
Yes, Ron? It is.
So blessings to you for sharing your story and for serving others in your role, Roderick Towns. How do we find out more information, Ray Green?
You can look us up on our website, sanfordhousegr.com, or give our very welcoming, friendly admissions team a call, even if you're not looking for treatment and you just have questions, 616-288-6970. And don't hesitate. Don't be fearful of that. The call to action is just to make that phone call or that inquiry.
Thank you both, Roderick Towns and Ray Green, on behalf of Sanford House Addiction Treatment Centers. Take care.